From 88.5 KNKX, it's time for weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Blazing on a sunny afternoon in summertime.
And it is still summer, believe it or not. We've even got a fair amount of sun and no rain to speak of in the forecast. Now, what does that mean for that giant ice cube that's melting in Seattle's Occidental Park? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with KNKX weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's also going to give us the lowdown on the upcoming winter now that the National Weather Service has downgraded it from La Nina to neutral. First, Cliff, let's hear your forecast for the nearer term.
Well, the weekend will have a little bit of clouds, but next week should be really very nice. Today, temperatures will get up into the lower to mid-70s. Some clouds in the morning, but those will mainly burn off. Now, the problem for the weekend is we have two upper-level troughs that would just skirt our area. So Saturday, there may be a little bit of morning clouds. South of Seattle, I think it should be really pretty decent day. But north of Seattle along the coast, this upper-level short wave will bring some clouds, maybe a few sprinkles in the very northern part of the state later on Saturday. Saturday night, as that trough moves by, there could be a few sprinkles. More generally, there's a chance of a Puget Sound convergence zone, some rain in the central Puget Sound. It won't be heavy, it won't be long, and that'll be late on Saturday night. Sunday morning, there'll be clouds in place. I think there'll be a lot of burn-off during the afternoon on Sunday, so temperatures will probably get up to around 70. But after that, things really get very nice. An upper-level ridge will develop over the eastern Pacific, giving downslope flow, and I think that the temperatures will slowly rise, first to the mid-70s, maybe even near 80 by the time we get to the end of the week. So it'll be an extraordinarily beautiful mid-September period coming up, once we get through a little bit of clouds over the weekend.
Sounds wonderful. And we're hearing now that this winter will not be a La Nina. I guess this could come as a disappointment to some of our skiers out there, right?
Well, the National Weather Service has dropped their La Nina watch. They put that out a few months ago, and now they're going for a neutral year. Well, this is a little bit semantical, really, because we never were going to have a strong La Nina. It was a marginal one to start off with, and so the model's suggesting it'll be even weaker than that. So we'll be slightly cooler than normal in the tropical Pacific. Sea surface temperatures of the tropical Pacific, slightly below normal within what we call the neutral or La Nada situation. So it's pretty clear that that's what this winter is going to be like. And that, as we will see, has some implications for this winter's weather.
So what are those implications?
During neutral La Nada years, our temperatures and our precip tend to be close to normal. We start with that. But the interesting thing is that the most severe weather, the most extreme storms, even though they're very unlikely, they tend to occur in these neutral years. So the biggest windstorms, like the Columbus Day storm or the Inauguration Day storm, the biggest atmospheric rivers that give heavy precipitation, the biggest snowstorms, the real mega events seem to like these neutral years. Now, let's be clear, it's still unlikely, but when they do occur, they tend to occur in these kind of years.
So lots of questions about what the coming winter will be like, really.
Well, you know, it's going to probably be close to normal overall, but you know, we'll have to watch for these extreme events. And then looking for next summer, there's really no reason to expect drought conditions at this point. We should develop a normal snowpack. Of course, this is all weighting the dice. This is all probabilities. You know, anything can happen. But you know, when we look at La Nina or El Nino, we know there are typical situations that develop over our region, and that's what we're betting on.
And now what about this 6-foot-tall ice cube that's now sitting there melting in Seattle's Pioneer Square? You're taking wagers on your website as to how long it will last.
That's right. This is kind of fun. A local architecture firm is putting this gigantic ice cube, 80 inches on the side, down in Occidental Park. And it's going to be fun to see how quickly it melts. And I've asked people to put their estimates on my blog, and there's big ranges. Now, this is controlled by a lot of things. You know, how much sun is on, that's important. The air temperature. The humidity of the air is important, because if there's a lot of humidity, water condensing on the ice cube will actually cause warming, because you get this release of latent heat when you get condensation. There can be conduction from the ground. So there's all kinds of elements that come in here. And so, you know, we'll see who gets the right time. But it's going to take a while. It ain't going to be 1 or 2 days, I'll tell you that. It's probably going to take several weeks.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations on our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.